Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance will swashbuckle and sing their way onto Barrington Stage's Boyd Quinson main stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, July 15th through August 13th. The production is directed by John Rando, choreographed by Joshua Burgas, and stars David Garrison as Major General Stanley, Kyle Dean Massey as Frederick, Scarlett Strallen as Mabel, and Will Swenson as the Pirate King. These talented and lauded performers join us today at the Linda, along with musical director Darren Cohen and Barrington Stage Company's artistic director Julianne Boyd. Thank you all so much for fitting this into your crazy schedule over there in the Berkshires, and welcome.
Thank Our pleasure.
So, Julie, I'll start with you. Why pirates? Why now?
Why not?
Good enough.
You know, it's a perfect musical for John Rando and Josh Burgas to do. You know, they did On the Town for us, and I've known them both for years and years. And it just matches them. I mean, John is one of the funniest, most creative directors I know. And Josh, when I mentioned it to him, said, pirates and policemen. Yes, I love that kind of choreography. And we wanted something that was just a lot of fun in the summer. We're doing this musical in the middle of the summer as opposed to the beginning of the summer. We're starting with a much more serious play. And we just thought this, we just needed to, like, you know, take it away and do a big musical in the middle of the summer.
The set is by Beowulf Borrett, who's a Tony-nominated this year set designer. He did On the Town as well. So he got the gang back together.
Yeah, On the Town. He's done several other shows for us. We're actually turning the theater, cross fingers, into a ship. I think it's just going to be very, very exciting. It's going to be something totally different for us.
It is an old show.
Yeah.
1879?
Correct.
Why is it still good?
Well, the characters are just so much fun. And, you know, Gilbert is just really, really witty. I think the book is just amazing. Well, I think really the lyrics are amazing, what little there is of the book, you know. let's just say libretto. It's just an amazing show. And I think when the Public Theater did it in New York in 1980, 81, it was really seen then as musical theater. And I think it was a proven piece as not only an operetta, but more so great musical theater. And it's one of the ones that just lives on.
We have some very talented people here to perform for us, and I think that it's time to get to a song. Will Swenson is going to sing a song for us first. Will, you were at Williamstown last year doing a very different piece, but you're becoming sort of a regular at Summering in the Berkshires.
I hope so.
How's it been?
It's been great. I'd love to get up here every summer. But Pirates has been a blast so far. We've been very silly and stupid in a good way.
How familiar were you with the show before getting cast in this production?
Pretty familiar. People do it a lot, and it's a role I've always had my eye on, kind of, and I was a big fan of the movie growing up. I watched that thing 100 times, so.
Can you tell me about the song you're going to perform and where it fits into the story of the show?
This is pretty much the top of the show. The pirates kind of swashbuckle onto stage and sing this song about how awesome I am as the Pirate King.
Great. Whenever you're ready.
Great.
Oh, petrified to live and die, under the brave black flag I fly. Than to play a sanctimonious part with a pirate head and a pirate heart. Away to the cheating world go you, where pirates all are well-to-do. But I'll be true to the song I sing, and live and die a pirate, a king. For it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. I am a pirate king. And it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. It is, hurrah for the pirate king. Hurrah for the pirate king. When I sally forth to seek my prey, I help myself in a royal way. I sink a few more ships, it's true, than a well-bred monarch ought to do. But many a king on a first-class throne, if he wants to call his crown his own, must manage somehow to get through modernity work than ever I do. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. It is, hurrah for the pirate king, hurrah for the pirate. A king!
Will Swenson, starring in The Pirates of Penzance as, in case you missed it, the Pirate King, running in Pittsfield, July 15th through August 13th. Darren Cohen is the musical director, accompanying on piano. Darren, could you grab your mic there and
Sure. Tell
me about the music? What's special about the music? How are you doing the music direction for this show?
I think my biggest challenge is there's so much of it, and I say this in a great way, not to be silly, but it's kind of like one long song. Sometimes I can't differentiate which one is which, but it's a lot of choral work, which is what's keeping me busy. But it's wonderful. It's great stuff. It's wonderful.
Kyle Dean Massey, you're next, sir.
Hello.
Hi. You've been singing on television recently.
Yes.
Is that very different from singing on stage?
Well, yeah, because you get to lip sync to your own voice. So there's that.
We should say on Nashville, in case people aren't aware.
Yeah.
Tell us about your portrayal of Frederick. How are you building this role?
I think I was just initially drawn to Frederick because, I don't know, I still think there's something modern about him. Like you were saying, the show's from 1879, but I like the challenge of trying to make it seem current in some way. So I think that's been the most fun that I've had with it.
Tell us about the song you're going to sing and where it fits into the show, please.
This is called "Oh, Is There Not One Maiden Breast?" And I've just met a bevy of beautiful maidens. They are the first women I've seen other than my middle-aged nursemaid. And so I plead with them through this song, hoping one of them will be my bride.
Is there not one maiden breast which does not feel the moral beauty of making worldly interest subordinate to sense of duty? Who would not give up willingly all matrimonial ambition? Rescue such a one as I from his unfortunate position, from his position. To rescue such a one as I from his unfortunate position. Oh, is there not one maiden here whose homely face and bad complexion have caused all hope to disappear from ever winning man's affection? To such a one, if such there be, I swear by heaven's arch above you, if you will cast your eyes on me, however plain you be, I'll love you, however plain you be. If you will cast your eyes on me, however plain you be, I'll love you.
Fantastic. Kyle Dean Massey is playing Frederick in the Pirates of Penzance. Barrington Stages production will run on the Boyd Quinson main stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, July 15th through August 13th of this year. For more information, tickets, and showtime, visit barringtonstageco.org. Julie, do you pick the musical first for the season and build around it, or is it not so straightforward as that?
Well, that's a great question. I usually do, because it's the largest cast, and we know basically how many contracts there'll be, and how many, because we put everyone up, how many houses we need, how many beds we need, which is an amazing thing. But this
year, everybody gets their own bed. That's so generous
well,
of you.
You know, sometimes. I don't know. It really, it's bedrooms.
At least the stars.
Well, I won't comment any further on some of those things. But anyhow, so this year, John and Josh's schedule was such that they could do the middle show.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why not? Let's just change it around. So, and we didn't know what show we were going to do. So I actually had American Sun, show that we commissioned to play, selected first. We had a big hole, and I just allowed X number of contracts, and we said, that's going to be the musical, and I planned the rest of the season around it. And people kept on calling the box office, so what's the musical? What's the musical? But I think it was worth waiting for. We really didn't decide it till December. We usually decide in August or September.
I know you normally do. The announcement for next summer's musical comes out, and I'm like, I'm not ready to think about next summer, Barrington Stage. What are you doing?
Yeah. Fun.
So your how have your patrons responded to you selecting this one?
Fabulous. I mean, they love it. I mean, it's just doing so well. And it isn't really performed that much. I mean, on the professional stage. I think, you know, amateur groups might do it. But I think there hasn't been a major revival since the Shakespeare Festival production in the 1980s. So we're really excited. Our audiences really love Gilbert and Sullivan. So surprised. You know, it's still maintained popularity in all these years.
Scarlett Strallen.
Hello.
Hello. Have you done much regional theater in the United States?
No, I never have. This is my first time.
What about this piece made you want to come up and feel it out?
Oh, I love Pirates of Penzance so much. It was one of the very first shows I ever saw. My aunt was in it. She understudied Mabel. So I remember it so vividly, laughing so hard. And we still are.
When you are very familiar with a show, mm-hmm. does that affect the way you develop your character when you begin working on it yourself?
No. I mean, I think what I remember so vividly was how joyous it was and how much fun and laughter. I was about six, but I remember sort of rolling around laughing. And I loved the movie as well. And hopefully we just want to capture that spirit. I think we are in rehearsal, so hopefully that will translate when we get up on stage.
Tell us about the song you're going to perform, please.
Well, I mean, I have a very difficult task in falling in love with this one. So Mabel probably hasn't seen a man of this nature, as beautiful as he is. And so all the sisters have shunned him, and she decides to do the opposite and take pity on him and take him in. For shame, for shame, poor wandering one, though thou hast surely strayed, take heart of grace, thy steps retrace, poor wandering one. Wandering one, if such poor love as mine can help thee find true peace of mind, why take it, it is thine. Take heart, fair days will shine, take any heart, take mine, take heart of grace, thy steps retrace. Poor wandering one.
Stralin is playing Mabel in Barrington Stage Company's production of Gilbert and Sullivan's The Pirates of Penzance. Scarlett, do you mind if I ask you another question?
Of course not.
Is it different memorizing runs like that than lyrics? Is there, or is it just you just learn music the way you learn music?
It's sort of the same thing, really, and it's just, it's like exercising. It's quite
never
physical.
Heard of it.
It's a, it's just a muscular thing.
Okay.
That you practice very, very slowly, and then it gets faster and faster. But yeah, I mean, we're still in rehearsal, so the muscles are still getting going.
It was beautifully done. Thank you very much.
You.
The show will run July 15th through August 13th. David Garrison is playing Major General Stanley. You have to sing.
Hello, reporting for duty.
Welcome. You have to sing the most iconic song from the show.
Yes.
And it's a patter song for all ages. Do you generally enjoy a patter song?
Generally, especially after one drink. it's a challenge. Knowing that half the audience out there knows what the words are, just waiting for you to derail if you're unlucky. But it's such a joyous bit of business to do. My goodness, Gilbert and Sullivan's stock in trade was to satirize political and military figures. So it's at the heart of what they do.
When you come out on stage to sing the song, have you been? Do you think you will have been looking at the words, or are you just gonna? Have them by then? Or do you have them now?
Hopefully they're hardwired right now into my hard drive. Scarlett was saying, a bit of it's muscular. You know, once you get it into your mouth, it tends to stay there. The trick is not to get distracted by the laundry list or where you're having dinner after the show, because the slightest little bit of distraction can send you way far away from where you want to be. So it's really a matter of focus and staying in the mouth.
Are you ready?
Well, place your bets.
I'm the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the fight's historical, from Marathon to Waterloo and all to categorical. I'm very well acquainted, too, with matters mathematical. I understand equations, both the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I'm teeming with a lot of news. Lot of news, that's tricky. Got it. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings animalculous. In short and matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general. I know our mythic history, King Arthur's answer Caradox. I answer hard acrostics, I've a pretty taste for paradox. I quote an elegiac, all the crimes of Heliogabalus. In conics, I can floor peculiarities parabolus. I can tell undoubted Raphaels from Gerard Arsenophanes. I know the croaking chorus from the frogs of Aristophanes. Then I can hum a fugue of which I've heard the music's dinner for, and whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore. Then I can write a washing bill in Babylonic uniform and tell you every detail of Caractacus's uniform. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general. In fact, when I know what is meant by mamelon and ravelin, when I can tell at sight a Mauser rifle from a javelin, when such affairs as sorties and surprises are more wary at, and when I know precisely what is meant by commissariat, when I have learnt what progress has been made in modern gunnery, when I know more of tactics than a novice in a nunnery, in short, when I've a smattering of elemental strategy. Strategy. Oh dear, that is a sticky wicket, isn't it? Let's see. Got it! You'll say a better major general has never sat a G. It's a gelding, type of horse. For my military knowledge, though I'm plucky and adventury, has only been brought down to the beginning of the century. But still, it matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general.
That's downright invigorating. Well done, sir. Pirates of Penzance will run on the Barrington Stage's Boyd Quinson main stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, July 15th through August 13th. For showtime and ticket information, visit barringtonstageco.org, barringtonstageco.org. We've been joined today by David Garrison, Kyle Dean Massey, Scarlett Strallen, Will Swenson, Julianne Boyd, Darren Cohen. Thank you for recording this and engineering at Carl Blackwood at the Linda in downtown Albany. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.